Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, I come to say thank you for another opportunity to share your word. I thank you for my life, my health, and my strength. Father, bless those that have gathered on the line waiting in anticipation to hear a word from you. Father, look upon those who had a desire to be here, and I ask that you bless them even more. Now, Father, I ask that you hide me in the natural and use me spiritually, so that the word will manifest to your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, guys, I only have about 7 to 10 minutes to shed a little light on this subject. So I'm just going to be like the LA Lakers was on last Saturday night. And I'm just going to shut it down from the door and go to my first point. Amen. My subject tonight will be keep the faith by trusting in God. Psalms 9 and 10 says, those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. And I'm going to go to my first point that says hard times. And Nehemiah 8 chapter 10 says, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you know, everything that we've been through in the past 9 months, if we ever needed it before, we needed some strength. Are you with me? You can mute yourself and talk back. You needed strength to endure every obstacle. We needed strength to ignite our lives, strength to empower ourselves, strength to educate our loved ones, strength even to breathe. Strength to live. And most of all, we needed strength, hallelujah, to serve the Lord. I guess it's safe to say we have all fallen on some hard times with meeting our daily operations. However, my brothers and my sisters and children of all ages, I stopped by tonight to share with you that the Lord said hard times is just what it's called. Hard times. But during hard times, and I don't know about you, but I can witness, I have met with some hard times in my life, and maybe you have too. But every time a hard time rose up, it made me stronger.
Amen.
But because of the faith and trust in the Lord protected me, and he will protect you too. As we fight the good fight of faith, so that we can see with our spiritual eyes what the naked eye cannot see. And that is the love of God's mighty hand that has proven to protect his children time and time again. And my second point tonight, if you will, is faith and trusting in God. Beloved people, we have to trust in God. For in times like these, hallelujah, God doesn't need Christians with liquid faith. Like right. Alka-Seltzer, you dissolve quickly under pressure. But what the Lord needs is Christians with strong faith, all knowing that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is our Alpha and our Omega, the beginning and the end. He is our healer and our deliverer. He is our anchor. He is our rock in this weary land. He is our shelter in these times of a storm. And he is, I declare that he is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
It is so important.
Amen. It is so important
to keep the faith and trust in God. And in Psalms 18 and 2, it says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. It goes on to say in verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Saints of God, when you trust in God, you are saved from your enemies. Truly, we have been going through this pandemic,
But thank be to God, we are still here. For God is our present help in the time of a battle. We must search ourselves daily so that we are in full commitment to God and his commandments. In Psalms 28 and 7, it says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. You should always keep a song in your spirit, because it's a song that will help you get through the day. So don't give up, because all is not lost. And every time your faith is tempted, just keep praying and trusting in God. Because greater is your life, greater is your health, is your finances, greater is your shelter, greater is your family, greater is your children, greater is your grandchildren, greater is your ladder, greater is your reward in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Keep the faith, and the answer is by trusting in God. Amen. Now I offer to you, as I close tonight, I only got 7 to 10 minutes, but I just want you to know that I offer to you who may be losing faith, or someone who has joined in tonight's service for the first time, an opportunity for you to release, realign, refocus, restore, and restart yourselves back into the hands of the Lord. We offer to you tonight salvation, for this is the time where we all may need to repent of our sins and accept Jesus Christ again as our Lord and our Savior. Amen. And most people, hallelujah, don't like to walk alone. So my New Life family is here on the line tonight to let you know that they will walk with you right by your side tonight. So if you would just repeat after me this little simple thing. It says, Lord.
Lord.
And you can Lord,
Lord,
I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I believe that you were crucified.
I believe that you were crucified.
Died on the cross for my sins.
Was
buried.
Rose
from the dead on the third day. With all power in heaven and in earth.
And for that, I ask that you create in me.
And renew once again.
A right spirit within me.
In the name of Jesus. Let every heart say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.